This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Tornadoes in the south, heavy rain and high winds from Florida to Massachusetts has all left much of the eastern part of the country drenched and flooded. CBS New York's Vanessa Burdock is in New Jersey.
In North Bergen, several spots got drowned out and closed off. Inches of rain just too much for the earth to swallow and far too much for the capacity of this storm drain. The excessive water, such a burden on the sewer in Piscataway. Officials ask residents to refrain from running dishwashers and washing machines in hopes the system does not get overwhelmed.
Weather radar shows Boston and eastern Massachusetts getting the worst of it right now. Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun has high praise for the crew that reacted quickly after the door plug blowout on one of its 737 MAX jets last week.
Huge thanks and compliments to the Alaskan Air team that flew the airplane, number one, pilots and crew, who got that airplane back on the ground at a very tumultuous moment.
Boeing video shows Calhoun saying the company will acknowledge its mistakes. New rules after the defense secretary kept his treatment for prostate cancer under wraps for days. CBS's David Martin is at the Pentagon.
The White House ordered all cabinet secretaries to immediately report whenever they are not able to perform their duties. And the Pentagon began a review of what took so long. Austin's spokesman provided one answer.
Despite the frequency of prostate cancer, discussions about screening, treatment, and support are often deeply personal and private ones.
Austin has apologized for his lack of transparency. Another cabinet secretary is the subject of an impeachment hearing being held by House Republicans in a few hours. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
If they're successful, Mayorkas would be the first cabinet secretary impeached in nearly 150 years. The goal of Republicans is to capitalize on the border crisis and hold the Biden administration accountable. Their plan is to run the impeachment effort through the House Homeland Security Committee and not the House Judiciary Committee, which is where impeachment articles typically originate. But there are still key GOP holdouts on the Judiciary panel. They're confident, though, they'll have the votes to advance it this way instead.
Donald Trump may not win his battle for presidential immunity in a Washington appeals court, but CBS's Scott McFarland says he may be counting on the process working in his favor.
Whoever loses can appeal to the full D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, and they don't like that. They could appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. But all of this expends time. Donald Trump's M.O. has been to drag this out and delay this. Just having these arguments, waiting for the ruling, waiting for the appeal, it puts that March 4th trial date in grave jeopardy.
Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 3.5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wet, heavy snow fell in much of southern and eastern Wisconsin until late on Tuesday. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells Jane Mattinier that 40-mile-per-hour winds will keep driving hazardous until the snow ends.
When you get underneath one of those snow bands, you'll see some snow accumulating a lot quicker out there, making it harder for the plows to keep up with. But they've been doing an awesome job so far. Mm-hmm. I've been checking cameras across the state. Hats off to you guys.
Wet, heavy snow is causing some power outages. Governor Evers says he's having a hard time finding a new Department of Natural Resources secretary. The Republican-controlled state Senate fired 8 of his appointees to different boards and commissions last fall. Evers says some candidates he's considered tell him they don't want to put their families in that situation. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Badgers and the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. It's now number 15th ranked Wisconsin against Ohio State tonight. The game in Columbus at the Schottenstein Center. Number 11th ranked Marquette at home taking on Butler. NFL, Packers and the Cowboys Sunday. Dallas, 7.5-point favorites to win. Matt LaFleur still has confidence in his defense.
When we have all 11 doing their job and playing as one, there's been some pretty good performances. It's just when, whether it's communication or somebody has a misassignment, that's when bad things happen.
Now, the first time Mike McCarthy faced the Packers, the Cowboys blew a 28-14 lead. As Aaron Rodgers led the Pack on a 31-28 win in overtime, McCarthy had this to say.
We were totally in control of that game, as, you know, as far as our viewpoint. And I felt when we got the ball that we were going to go down a score and then see what happens. So I'm very disappointed for the players because I thought they definitely did enough today to win.
That's Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a little bit of light snow developing by late this afternoon. Our high 33 with wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, light snow likely. We could get an inch or so of accumulation by the time it ends late tonight. Our low 26 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy 32 with some rain and measurable snow returning by Thursday night, Friday into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
If you don't have children, none of this should make sense. Like, even the concept of a Saturday night, when you don't have kids, you're like, Saturday! And when you're a parent, you're like, who can we pay to come to this house? Watch this child. And your standards drop so dramatically. Initially, you're like, they should have a PhD. And then you're like, well, how long were they in jail? Murder, it wasn't children, right? Any parent will tell you that, like, having children has enriched their lives. It's exposed them to things they never thought they'd do. Like, kids, just, you end up doing things you never thought you'd do. Like, for me, going outside. You ever go outside with real little kids? You don't even know what to do with them. You're like, well, I normally just drink out here. Who wants to play a game of nap?
Show, The Greatest American Hero. You know, you look back at some of those old shows from the 60s and early 70s, like Here Come the Brides and Greatest American Hero. Great theme songs from those shows, but they look so corny by today's standards for some reason.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought
I don't think either one of those shows is in syndication. Here Come the Brides and Greatest American Hero. I don't think so. They had great theme songs, but I can't see them anyway. A show that I never watched in the 1960s was on ABC called The Iron Horse. It was on for one season with Dale Robertson. Remember that show, The Iron Horse? I didn't see it. I was too little at the time. But one of those networks up in the 900s on the cable system, Heroes and Icons, something like that, they ran it for a while. Then they stopped. I liked it. It was a good show. It was about this rich guy who built a railroad. It was a good show, but can't find it on DVD anywhere. It was never put out on a DVD. Can't find it on streaming. Can't find it anywhere.
Thank you.
you do with the snow. There was nothing on the sidewalks this morning or the street. I was ready for, you know, let's start shoveling, get the plows out. There was nothing. Where I live, the sidewalks were, I live in, you know, not far from the lake in Racine, but it wasn't, there was nothing there. Nothing on the sidewalks, nothing on the streets. A little bit on the windshields because the rain froze up. But that was it. Even coming to the radio station, there's nothing. There's like a dusting on part of the sidewalk, but that's about it. Nothing in the parking lots. I'm sure when you go out into the county, they got more snow. But, I mean, I was ready for run for your lives. It's the end of the world, and really didn't get much of that. The forecast calling for a cloudy day with a high near 35. Anything out there is probably going to melt. 1 to 2 inches of snow possible tonight. Lows around 27 and cloudy tomorrow with a high near 33. For the weekend, though, now, see, they're predicting 3 to 5 inches of snow for the weekend. And I'm a little hesitant to believe all this stuff. But you never know. They could be right. Okay? So we'll see what happens there. Hey, coming up, Steve Salvo at 7 o'clock this morning. He is he's with the Firehouse Museum in Racine. There is so many treasures in Racine that people don't know about, including me. The Firehouse Museum. You probably pass it a million times. And we're going to talk about that with Steve Salvo coming up at 7:06 this morning. I can't wait because my wife and I are always looking for things to do. If you don't want to do a long drive in the wintertime or you don't want to do a long drive in the summertime, this is something you can do and it's right in your neighborhood and you never knew it was there. What were we talking about yesterday? We were talking about the Oak Clearing Farm. Out in Union Grove, there's another gem people don't even know about. American Pickers knew about it because they did their TV show from there. There's so many gems we're going to be talking about here in the morning on WRJN, and you got to take notes. I'll keep reminding you from time to time if I can. See what we got coming up. What is today? Today is Wednesday? Yeah, today's Wednesday. Okay, today, the Badgers men's basketball team takes on Ohio State in Ohio, 6:30 p.m. tonight on WRJN Radio. Tomorrow, we have police officer Sergeant Christy Wilcox from the Racine Police Department is going to be in studio with us talking about winter driving and the lunatics out there. Before I came in this morning, I was getting dressed. I turned on the TV for a few minutes. I was watching Road Rage. Road Wars. You can't believe how people drive. Forget the snow. On dry pavement, you can't believe how they drive. I had people this morning, I'm going 30 miles an hour coming in the speed limit, and this guy is so close to me, I can't even see his headlights. And then he went off, and he just sped up around me and just cut right in front of me because he felt like it. No signal, no nothing, and he sped off and was in the distance, probably going about 45, 50 miles an hour in a 30 zone. I don't know if he's late for work. I don't know what's going on. But there's no need for that. Just watch that TV show Road Boards every once in a while. I mean, somebody was going too fast for a curve to get onto the freeway. She skidded across the grass, hit a box truck. The box truck hit a divider, a wall, and blew up into flames. It's a miracle the guy got out of that box truck. It was an inferno because this person was going too fast for the curve. She was also drinking, but way too fast for the curve. All right. So Steve Salvo's coming in this morning. I was talking about that. Steve Salvo's going to be here from the Racine Firehouse. We're going to find out what they call it, the Racine Bells Firehouse. We can get all that information straightened out when Steve gets in here at 7:06 this morning. It's 6:13 at WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station. I'm Don Rosen. Let's talk about this. You know, some places finally getting some ice and snow in Wisconsin. Even more annoying when people leave their grocery carts in the middle of a parking lot when there's snow. And yet they keep doing it. People on social media talking about the everyday things that people do that are super disrespectful to those around them. Here are just a couple of them. Abandoning stuff in a store in the wrong place or shelf. Have you ever done that? I don't think I've ever done that before, but I see people doing it. It doesn't really bother me that much. But you remember, there's a clerk, somebody in the store has got to go get that item, find out where it goes. And I remember when I was a kid, my mother's friend who we went food shopping with, I was a little tiny kid. She used to open up boxes of candy, take a few pieces, put them back on the shelf. Same thing with grapes in the supermarket, going through the produce section. Pick a few grapes off and start eating them. I didn't think anything was wrong with it. No, I've never done it, but I remember her doing it. But imagine opening up a box of candy, taking a few pieces out, and then putting it back. I guess she saw nothing wrong with that. How about parents who let their kids run amok in public places and don't do anything when a kid makes a nuisance of themselves? We were at this is several years ago. My wife and I were at this the Asian buffet. And you're trying to eat dinner, and these kids are running up and down, screaming, and the parents do nothing about it. It's a restaurant, for goodness sake. Control your kids, or don't bring them. Neighbors who don't respect the quiet hours, especially after midnight. I am very fortunate. I have great neighbors all around me. They're quiet. They mind their own business. And they don't bother me. Actually, I do have great neighbors on either side of me and across the street. We talk all the time. But the neighbor who lives next to me used to live. She grew up in my house, as a matter of fact. And now she lives next door. Just wonderful people. I love my neighbors. Neighbors are very good. Across the street, they're all around me. They're very good. I'm very lucky to get good neighbors. Drivers who just hang out in the left lane, driving slowly. People who park in designated spaces that don't pertain to them. The only ones I found are, obviously, the handicap spots. Senior parking only. And then there's one. I don't know if it's still there, but when I went used to go to Ascension, the drugstore there, there's parking, and it says for drugstore only. And people park there and go to their doctor's appointment, and it says right on the sign. And the reason I knew that was all the spaces for the drugstore were taken, and I go inside. There's nobody in there. And I asked the person behind the counter, you do anything about that? No. No. Because I had to get some, I run in there real quickly and I park in the parking garage because somebody took those spaces. People just don't care. All right, keep going. People who don't clean up after themselves in a communal space like the break room. Now, I've never had that problem because we don't have a break room. But you hear stories. Even on the TV show The Office, they have a break room there. And so it's a mess. People who tailgate when you're driving at or above the speed limit. Yeah, we talked about that this morning. That happens. And people who cough or sneeze in a public place and don't cover their mouths. You know, since COVID, I see people covering their mouths more often. I remember at the height of COVID, I was in the supermarket. And, you know, occasionally you have to cough to clear your throat and stuff. And I was afraid to do it because as soon as you go like that, people, they scatter like a bunch of cockroaches. They run away from you like you've got the plague. And just feel people cough. You know, just to clear their throats or something. And they run. They scatter. Just like that. So those are just a couple of the ones. I took some out, but for the most part, those are the ones that really, I guess, annoy me and I guess a lot of other people, too. It's 6:18 at WRJN Radio. Thank you for joining us here this morning. It's always a pleasure to be here. Coming up, we'll talk about some of the new items at the Consumer Electronics Show. It used to be in Chicago. They don't do it anymore in Chicago. I used to go there all the time when it was in Chicago. Now they just do it in Las Vegas. Got a couple of new items to talk about. And there was a pop-up wedding in Indiana in a coffee shop. Now, you tell me. Think about it when I tell you the story, okay? And you'll see, were these people right in doing what they did? Anyway, that's coming up. Cloudy today with a high near 35 degrees, 1 to 2 inches of snow possible tonight. Lows around 27. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 33. And right now, 33 and cloudy at 6:19 at WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. A Civic Media radio station, hometown radio, refreshed.
Listening to news, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder.
Opens this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild.
Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger.
Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Oh, every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. A love like yours surely come my way.
Classic, done by a lot of people. I think Bobby V had a hit with that song as well. That's James Taylor. Yeah, it's 6:21 at WRJN Radio on your Wednesday morning. If you're waking up on the east side of Racine, you probably don't have any snow at all. If you're waking up on the west side, you probably have a little bit this morning. Don't know how much, though. Yesterday, when I was talking to somebody out in Union Grove, they didn't, it was just raining out there, so I don't know. I guess we'll hear snow totals throughout the day today in the news. Okay, the annual Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas started yesterday. It runs through Friday. The media got to preview some of the new gadgets. Now, they have a new voice-activated bidet. You know what a bidet is, right? It works with Alexa. Do you really need that? Working with Alexa? Here's some more. LG has a brand new see-through television. It's called the OLED T. T stands for transparent, so when it's off, you can see right through it. They claim getting rid of that big black rectangle makes the whole room feel bigger. Not in my house, because that big black rectangle's covering up a hole in the wall. No, it's not really, but people use that to cover up mistakes on the wall. A brand called Sevy, S-E-V-V-Y, has a new oven. They claim it's just as fast as a microwave. Two brothers in Switzerland came up with a new cat door called Flappy. It prevents cats from bringing dead mice inside your house. It's outfitted with an artificial intelligence that can detect a dead animal in your cat's mouth and won't let him in until they drop it. That's what we're looking for. No cures for cancer at the Consumer Electronics Show. No medical devices that can detect, you know, a disease or anything. No, but we're going to detect that dead mouse. He's not getting in the house. But what about all these other things? Medical? Nah, I'm working on that dead mouse thing right now. And transparent TVs and bidets that work with artificial intelligence and Alexa. Don't have time for that other stuff. A survey found one in five employers say they've had a recent college graduate bring a parent to a job interview. 63% of employers say college grads come off as entitled sometimes. You need to bring your mother and father to your job interview? Unless, you know, it's for a company your mother and father own, but other than that, I wouldn't bring them. All right, footage of a couple's pop-up wedding at a coffee shop in Indiana is going viral because they didn't ask permission. They showed up with 30 guests and just started the ceremony. The owners weren't thrilled, normally charge $500 for private events. People online are debating whether or not it was a big deal or not. The whole thing was over in 20 minutes. Now, two things. First of all, you charge $500 for what? It's a coffee shop. How many people rent the coffee shop? And the other thing is, if they just went in there for 20 minutes, that means they didn't spend any money on food or anything. They just used the coffee shop as a ceremony, and that's kind of not nice. They're there to make money, serve food, not just be a venue for your wedding for free. All right, Broadway musicals. They had a Broadway musical recently about Neil Diamond's music. They had one about Carole King's music. Who else did they have? They have, every once in a while, they'll do a musical based on somebody's music. Now, a Broadway musical based on Prince's Purple Rain is in the works. The original movie came out in 1984. Won the Oscar for Best Original Score. I've never seen that movie. And as big a movie fan as I am, I've never seen it. Now, when Turner Classic Movie runs it, I'll probably watch it. You know, I saw a movie on the TCM recently. Now, being a big movie fan, there was a process called a duovision, they call it. This is when 3D came out and all CinemaScope and all these big processes came out. They had one called Duoscope. And basically, it was two movies on the screen at one time. They were the same movie, but from different points of view. So you have to watch this movie with two squares on the screen. And I forget the guy who produced it, but he was a bigwig in Hollywood. It is called Wicked Wicked. And it's one of those movies you can read about, but never see until Turner Classic Movies ran it the other day and I taped it, or I DVR'd it. And it's there. Two different points of view on the screen at the same time. And so that's the way you watch the movie. It's called Wicked Wicked in Duovision. All right. Let's see what else is happening around there. Oh, this is an odd but true segment I came across. The first Apple computer went on sale July of 1976. It cost $666.66. Why? Steve Wozniak picked the price because he liked repeating numbers. He had no idea about the satanic implications of 666. And there's a fast food chain, Moe's Southwest Grill. I never heard of it, but if you go in there, they play music inside their stores, but only by people who are dead. Good news story. A video of a guy returning a stranger's purse is making the rounds online. He found the license inside the purse, went to the woman's house, and the whole exchange was caught on her Ring doorbell. Now, she wasn't home, but was able to talk to him through the Ring speaker and said she had been crying her eyes out after losing her purse. She offered him money, even told him to take some cash out of the purse as a reward. He said, no, just pay it forward. And he left the purse for her, and that was it. What a good human being. You hear so many stories about bad, horrible people out there. And then you get a story like this. Over the weekend, Apple users finally began receiving their piece of the Batterygate settlement in the form of $92 payments. Apple previously admitted to slowing down old iPhones, but they claimed it was meant to deliver a better experience for customers. Nonetheless, they had to pay up. An ice cream company based in Kansas City had to recall a flavor called Chocolate to Die For because it could literally kill people. The label says it contains peanuts. Luckily, nobody got sick from eating it. This is a big peanut thing, and I understand that people are allergic to peanuts. Their throats can close up. I understand it. When I went to school, they used to serve peanut butter all the time. It never occurred to anybody that there could be peanut allergies. You had a choice when I went to school. You took your whole lunch, and then you had a choice of bread and butter, or you can take the peanut butter. Instead of bread and butter, it was peanut butter and bread. You take your choice. It never dawned on anybody that people could be allergic to this stuff and their throats can close up. I don't know. Nothing was ever done about it. Until now, they're doing stuff about it. For today, cloudy with a high near 35 degrees. Maybe 1 to 2 inches of snow possible tonight. Lows around 27. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 33. Later in the week, we're getting down to single digits as the high for the day will be minus below zero at night. I didn't know that was coming. 33 degrees and cloudy now. Coming up tonight, got some basketball for you. Badger men's basketball. They'll be in Ohio to take on Ohio State 6:30 p.m. The action live tonight right here on WRJN, a Civic Media station, hometown radio, refreshed. Don't forget, coming up, 7:06, Steve Salvo from the Racine Firehouse Museum. A little gem in this town you probably never heard about. Anyway, that's coming up right here. WRJN Radio.
News
talk and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Most of this week's heavy weather is now over eastern Massachusetts and Maine. Some areas in its wake underwater. Here's CBS Baltimore's Paul Gessler.
City parking garages open free to nearby residents to get their cars off the streets before floodwaters rise.
Passenger Vicky Kreps describes how it felt when that door plug blew out of an Alaska Airlines jet last Friday.
There was a little, what I want to describe as somebody putting on the brakes. There was a little pitch forward in my seat, and then a big gush of wind that pushed me back against my seat.
Boeing CEO says the company will acknowledge its mistakes. National Security spokesman John Kirby says despite the defense secretary's medical secrecy,
at no time was the ability for the United States military to defend our national security interests compromised. At no time was the commander-in-chief not always in command and control of our military forces around the world.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. New technology developed in Wisconsin could help doctors detect developmental disorders before a baby is born. The University of Wisconsin in Madison says it's currently focused on autism, ADHD, and other disorders that aren't usually diagnosed until later. Republicans say they'll shut down the federal government if they don't get a deal to shut down the border. Congressman Brian Steil on WISN-TV's Up Front.
We're fighting about whether or not we should be mopping up the mess on the floor. I say, turn the spigot off, and you turn the spigot off by actually ending the illegal immigration in the United States and securing the border.
Democrats note that lawmakers have passed on several opportunities to update immigration laws, but haven't. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mostly cloudy today with a little bit of light snow developing by late this afternoon. Our high 33 with wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, light snow likely. We could get an inch or so of accumulation by the time it ends late tonight. Our low 26 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy 32 with some rain and measurable snow returning by Thursday night, Friday into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM. WRJN.
But I think the best job, like in the history of the United States, I think Vanna White got the best job ever. Is that not the best job? If I were a woman, I would want that job so bad. Like that's her job. Like what a country. That's all she just turns letters. I turn letters, but only when they glow. Okay, so I'm not the best. But like, what was the interview like to get that job? What was that process? That must have been really tough. They're like, all right, let's start. Let's start the interview here. Vanna White, is that right? Okay. All right, let's start. All right, are you familiar with the alphabet? You are. Okay. If something were glowing, could you tell? You could. Wow, that wraps it up. Wow, welcome aboard. That's very impressive. That's very...
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Graham Nash was a member of the Hollies there with Bus Stop. What, 1965, the year, something like that? Yeah.
Came the sun, the ice was melting, no more sheltering now.
Alan Clark on lead vocals there.
Nice to think that umbrella led me to a vow.
What a group, the Hollies, huh? Coming up tonight on WRGN Radio at 6:30, it's Badger men's basketball. They'll be in Ohio to play Ohio State 6:30 right here on WRGN Radio.
Every morning I would see you.
Coming up, Steve Salvo from the Firehouse Museum in Receive. We'll talk to him coming up at 7:06 this morning. That should be a lot of fun. All right. You like fast food hamburgers? What's the most craveable fast food burger out there? Ranked number one, White Castle. I love White Castle burgers. Now, I don't go to a White Castle to get them. I used to go to the supermarket. During COVID, though, they shot up, like doubled in price, and I stopped getting them. Now, they've come down in price since, so I might pick up some more. They're very fattening, though, but they're so good. Yeah. My dog used to like them until I found out you can't give dogs onions. And so I stopped giving it to them. But every time I brought a White Castle burger, I watched TV. I have pictures of me with the White Castles in the foreground. And I'm getting this. You ever get the stare down from your dog when you're eating? Laser focused on the food. You can move the food and watch the eyeballs move with the food back and forth, up and down. They're laser focused on that. And I used to give them a little piece of the bun, but I couldn't give them anything with the onions on. I was told it's no good for dogs. But he didn't understand that. You can't reason with an animal. But yeah, I have photographs on my phone of him just laser focused on me. Anyway, so number one was White Castle. Then came Crystal. Now, they don't have Crystals around here. Crystals, when I was in Atlanta, lived down there, they had Crystal, which is identical to White Castle. There's no difference. Burger King came in third. Whataburger, which I don't have around here, came in fourth. And Smashburger, which they also don't have around here, came in fifth. Do we have In-N-Out Burgers around here? Somebody said we did in Wisconsin. I can't find them anywhere. I like Culver's. Culver's is a good burger. Guy was on his way to a dog show. He found a lost puppy on the side of the road. He picked it up, entered it into the contest. Get this. It took third place in the rescue dog category. He tracked down the owners later, got the dog back to them. Her name is Bonnie. She's a 5-year-old Beagle mix and an award winner. Just happened to be on the side of the road. And now she's an award winner. All right, here's some good advice tips for you. Ready? If you have a bad breakup, change your passwords. Over 30% of people say they could still log on to an ex's Facebook, Netflix, or work email if they wanted to. 28% said the same thing about their ex's bank account. When I was dating, I never gave the women I were dating any passwords whatsoever. I don't give my wife the passwords. What are you talking about? No, she knows the passwords, but I keep them hidden. But she knows where they are. Anyway, so yeah, that's... How does anybody fall for this? You know, people are so gullible out there. A 65-year-old woman in Japan got scammed out of $30,000 by a guy who claimed he wanted to move there to be with her, but he was a Russian cosmonaut on the space station and he'd money to cover the rocket cost to get back to Earth, and she gave him the $30,000. How could people be so stupid? There are celebrities you can walk right up to and ask for an autograph. They'll happily oblige. On the other hand, there's a list of famous people who will not sign autographs. They include William Shatner. He'll happily sign at conventions where you have to pay for it. Steve Martin won't do it. And Ringo Starr, he said he retired from signing autographs back in 2008. Paul McCartney has said he'd rather have a conversation with a fan than sign an autograph or pose for a picture. I would take that. I'd love to have a conversation with Paul McCartney. Yeah, forget the autograph, because you lose those things and, you know. I have pictures with famous people that I was with. I don't know where they are. I have a picture with Tony Bennett. I can't find it. I have a picture with Wayne Newton. I can't find it. I have a picture with Don Ameche, who was a big actor. Who knows where those pictures are? But you never forget a conversation with Paul McCartney, right? Do you trust your spouse or partner? In a poll, 19% said they wouldn't want their partner to see their internet browsing history. 32% don't even know how to delete all their browsing history. I am told, just by watching Dateline in 2020, you can never delete totally everything on your phone. Now, you can delete it so your partner or your spouse or whatever couldn't find it, but a forensic specialist, what do they call those people, the technical forensic specialists, whatever, electronic forensic, they can find out, because you can never, ever delete everything from your phone or computer. Even if you hit clear all, it's somewhere in there, and they'll find it. Now, your spouse probably couldn't find it because it's too complicated and you need special machinery to do it, but still. Now, if you can get away with it with no consequences whatsoever, would you punch your boss in the face? Survey found 73% of men say no, they wouldn't. 27% said yes, they would. People really want to punch their coworkers, though. 51% of men said, yeah, they want to punch a coworker if they can get away with it. That means the majority of men want to punch a coworker in the face. I don't want to punch anybody in the face. I hope nobody wants to punch me in the face. All right. I'm trying to think if anybody would want to punch me in the face here. No, I don't think so. Hey, do you put sunscreen on your dog during the summer? Well, guess what? Most of us don't, but we should. Dogs can get sunburned as well, and it can lead to all sorts of issues like skin cancer for dogs. The American Kennel Club recommends a waterproof, unscented dog sunscreen with an SPF of at least 30. I didn't know they sell sunscreen for dogs. Yes, they do. Odd but true. The three largest employers in the world: the U.S. Department of Defense, the Chinese military, and Walmart. Odd, but true. A new poll on airplane etiquette found most people think it's okay to bring smelly food on an airplane, but nobody wants to smell your feet. 90% said you should never take your shoes off and socks off on a plane. You know, I'm not a big flyer, but I've been on enough airplanes. Nobody's ever done anything like that. I did sit next to somebody once who reeked from body odor. He was a detective in the police department, because he was talking to me for a while, and it just was horrible. This guy, I don't know if he just had a problem or he didn't shower or bathe or whatever, but I sat there for 2.5 hours and I couldn't take the smell. It was so bad. But yeah, he could have just had a problem, but still, do something about it. 48% of Americans think switching to a healthy lifestyle would make them miserable. Yeah. My daughter eats very healthy food. Now, she's better now than she used to be. She does bodybuilding shows. And when she gets her body in shape for one of those shows, she's eating food I wouldn't want to be in the same room with. But it's very healthy. She still eats healthy food. She goes shopping with her husband once a week. They buy all this healthy food. They cook it all at one time. And they put it away and make dinners for the week. But it's really healthy food. They don't need any junk food. There's no, you know, bad food in their house. But I don't think I can live like that. If you're sick of working from home, someone created a website called soundofcolleagues.com. It recreates the sound of an office. Except if you're working from home, to get rid of that sound from the office, then you don't want to deal with it. Fast food places have one job, providing you with the food you want fast. But if you don't want to get the food you want, it's not fast. The five fastest chains out there, KFC, Taco Bell, Hardee's, Dunkin' Donuts, and Carl's Jr., which is also Hardee's. Chick-fil-A was number one last year, but they were dead last this year. Arby's and McDonald's tied first in order of accuracy, followed by Burger King, Carl's Jr., and Hardee's. Chick-fil-A was number one last year. They tied for seventh this year. Wendy's had the worst accuracy rate. For what it's worth, the most common error, including the wrong beverage. Do you remember McDonald's had this thing years ago? They would put this check sticker on your bag, and they would say that check sticker meant your order was perfect. And if it wasn't, your order was free. That lasted only a couple of weeks. They were giving away too many free orders. So that went bye-bye. I think Denny's did the same thing. Remember Denny's used to put a clock on the table during certain times of the day and guaranteed your food in 10 minutes or less? Remember that? Or the meal was free. That lasted only a short time. They were giving away too much free food. I mean, you can't guarantee stuff like that. Anyway, so the check marks are gone, and that clock on the table at Denny's is gone. I mean, I'm pretty satisfied with the speed of fast food. I'd rather them get it right and just take a little more time. When you think about it, it's really not that long to get food. You want it done right. You don't want it, you know, done wrong. All right, from the What Were They Thinking file, a 27-year-old woman without standing warrants, 11 of them, got arrested after applying for a security job at a police station. What was she thinking? A man in Massachusetts pleaded guilty to using printers and Mr. Clean magic erasers to turn $1 bills into $100 bills. Could that work? My wife and I were once in Chicago, and we went to some bank or some government place down there. And on display, they have all this fake money that they confiscated. And you look at it and say, how can anybody fall for this money? I mean, it's not even close. It's George Washington smiling, Abraham Lincoln with a cigar hanging out of his mouth. It was real stupid things like that. But who falls for that stuff? I guess if you're really fast about it. I was talking the other day at church. We were putting out some snack food for our after church get-together. And somebody put out pistachios. And I said, oh, I haven't seen red. She had regular pistachios. They were, you know, just regular with no red dye on them. And I said, I haven't seen red pistachios in a long time. And she said, I've never heard of red pistachios. Remember red pistachios? You used to open them up and then you got the red all over your fingers. Remember that? Red pistachios basically disappeared in the U.S. They were imported from the Middle East and the red dye covered imperfections because the nuts were low quality. Today, most of the pistachios we eat are grown in America and don't need that dye on them. But that's interesting. I haven't seen red pistachios. I can't remember one, but I was a kid, even as an adult, a young adult, they were like everywhere, those red pistachios. I don't have many more. What else can I give you here real quickly before we have to take a break here? What's your earliest memory? Oh, I can't do this now because I got to tell you a story attached to it. I'll give you an odd but true, though. Kentucky Fried Chicken had a sibling restaurant. They wanted to try doing roast beef once, like Arby's, and they called it Kentucky Roast Beef and Ham. That was back in the 1960s. In a short time, they were closed down. Couldn't turn a profit. I mean, they tried to take on Arby's. You know, my daughter found the other day, she's driving, she lives in Florida. Remember the old Arby's logo, that big thing out the restaurant? It was like an old cowboy hat, you know, like a 10-gallon hat. She found one that still used that. And kind of brought back memories of being younger, seeing those big Arby's 10-gallon hats outside. All right, Steve Salvo is coming up in just a few minutes from the Racine Firehouse Museum. That should be interesting. 649 at WRJN.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
WRJN Radio. Let's check news from our news center. Stuart J. Wattles manning things in our news center this morning. A Racine County judge has ruled that the city of Racine's use of a van for absentee voting during the 2022 primary was illegal, as it was found to inappropriately favor Democratic voters. The judge's decision overturned the Wisconsin Election Commission's rejection of a complaint challenging the city's use of the van. The lawsuit brought forward data showing political party favoritism in where the mobile RV was parked, which the judge said Election Commission Chair Megan Wolf ignored. The snowstorm fell short of the anticipated 10 to 12 inches, with Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha receiving only about an inch and a half. Meanwhile, the counties, especially like Sussex, accumulated over 6 inches of snow, and most other Waukesha County communities received about 4 inches. The wet, heavy snow resulted in power outages and slick roads, and forecasters are anticipating another chance for snow on Friday. Also, a strange situation is being reported out of Burlington involving a homicide in Milwaukee. Someone in Burlington called 911 yesterday saying his son was a victim in a homicide in the city of Milwaukee, and that some random guy was currently in the basement of the son's residence in Burlington. Law enforcement eventually took a 48-year-old Milwaukee man into custody for questioning. Investigators say they aren't releasing further details at this time. And over 30 years as a public prosecutor, Kenosha District Attorney Mike Gravely has announced his retirement. He'll be done at the end of his term in January of 2025. He was initially hired by the District Attorney's Office in 1989 and was elected as DA, District Attorney, in 2016 and reelected in 2020. News Director Stuart J. Wattles watching these stories and more throughout the day today right here at WRJN Radio. Just a quick reminder. Hospice Alliance provides patients facing serious illness in southeast Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed, not-for-profit Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management, always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. The Seeking Hospice Care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. 6:54 at WRJN Radio. Before the break, I was asking you what's your earliest memory. 11% of people think they can remember stuff when they were 2 years old. A chunk of them say they can recall taking their first steps or speaking their first words. I could never have said this several years ago, but I can say it now. I remember being a year old, and I'll tell you how I know this. My brother and I, several years ago, went on like a tour of the old places we used to live and, you know, used to go. And we went back to our home in the Bronx in New York. We used to live in an apartment in the Bronx. Now, I was a little kid at the time. We left there when I was a year and a half. And I didn't remember anything about the apartment other than pictures I've seen. But we looked through the windows. It was a locked door. So we just were able to look through into the lobby of the apartment building. And I saw this black and white mosaic floor. And all of a sudden, a big thing came over me. I remember that floor because we had the same black and white mosaic floors in the bathroom in our apartment. And I remember crawling on the floor, looking at that mosaic, the black and white mosaic tiles on the floor. I was a year old. Could have been less than that because we left there. I was a year and a half. But still, I remember that floor in the Bronx. Wow. That's the earliest I can remember. Now, if you read the biography, the autobiography I wrote in elementary school, I think I was in third grade. I wrote this biography, and I still have it. I have it in my drawer at home. And it was my autobiography, and I started off by saying, I remember the doctor slapping me when I was born and being in the hospital. The teacher who read that must have said, what the... Who is this kid that said she must have had a good laugh? Because years later, I found it in our house and I brought it out to the dinner table and showed everybody. And they were all laughing at this biography. I have it at home. Maybe I should bring it in and read you the whole thing. It's really funny. I remember the doctor picking me up and slapping me when I was born. I can't believe I actually printed that in there. All right. Odd, but true. 20th Century Fox scheduled Alvin and the Chipmunks, the squeakquel, to come out 1 week after Avatar because they were worried Avatar would bomb at the box office, so they needed a safer bet for insurance with Alvin and the Chipmunks, the squeakquel. Actually, both did very well. Obviously, Avatar did a little better. A man's backpack robbed in New York City, and it's notable because he had $100,000 in cash in the backpack. The victim says he's a construction worker who just cashed a workman's compensation settlement check. Police were investigating. All right, so you cash the check. You're taking home $100,000 in cash. What are you going to do with that? What you do is you get a bank check for the $100,000 so you can redeposit it somewhere. Who walks around with $100,000 cash in their backpack? Feeling a little tired at work, are you? Need a nap? A company in Japan's working on nap boxes at the office, but you have to sleep standing up. They're shaped like water heaters with a door in the front. There are little shelves inside to support your knees, head, and butt. You know what that reminds me of? Remember the Seinfeld episode where George builds this little, like, sleeping nook at the office where he works for the New York Yankees? Remember that? He had this whole thing with shelves under his desk, an alarm clock, a blanket there stored away, so he could take a nap during the daytime when he's supposed to be working for the New York Yankees. I wonder how many people have thought about doing that since they watched the Seinfeld episode. 33% of people would rather lose their car than all the photographs on their phone. 1 in 5 people say they never back up their photos. I don't think I have. Well, you get the cloud. If you do it on your phone, you get that iCloud, which if you have an iPhone, they back it up for you. But still, you'd rather lose your car. Well, maybe, you know. Photographs are great memories. Cars come and go anyway. I mean, eventually you're going to get rid of your car, right? Yeah. All right, I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here this morning. Coming up in a few moments, we're talking to Steve Salvo. He is from the Racine Firehouse Museum, right around the corner, not far from the radio station here. We're going to talk about that, right? Cloudy today, highs near 35 degrees. Right now it's cloudy and 33 in Racine. 6:59, WRJN Radio, a Civic Media station, hometown radio, refreshed.
Is its own type of sport. News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.